Okay, and so now we can do some meditation, which is a beautiful way to start the talk, and hopefully I'll get some inspiration for something to talk about afterwards. Otherwise, maybe I'll give a short talk this evening. Good idea? 2 minutes? No? Okay. Anyway, a nice half an hour meditation to start off with. So first of all, just close your eyes. With your eyes closed, bring all your attention to your body, this vehicle in which you live. Don't look at it as your possession. Look at it as something which is in your care for your whole life. So you work with your body, never against it, being kind to it rather than trying to control it. Your body is not your servant. Look at your body as your friend. Just that attitude of not disciplining your body, but working with your body, changes the whole attitude of meditation at the very beginning to one of cooperation rather than domination, of like respect and working with, rather than having all these ideas of what you want to achieve. So come into this moment with your body. How does your body feel now? Some of you have been working very hard, believe it or not, like me. You may be tired. So give that body some kindness, some rest. And I get into this meditation posture, this meditation position. I know that, especially when I sit much longer than half an hour, sometimes I really need to make sure that my legs and bottom and back are all in a comfortable position. So I start with my legs. The reason I start with my legs in this little exercise of kindfulness, that's kindness plus mindfulness, I start with my legs because that's a reasonably easy place to start. When you go up to your torso and your head, there's all sorts of stuff going on there. So I start with the easy stuff, my legs. And to establish mindfulness on my legs, I just ask a simple question. Legs, how are you? How do your legs feel right now? Once I'm aware how my legs feel, I say, can I arrange your position to make you more comfortable? That's the kindness coming in. The awareness gives you the information. And the kindness responds to it in a compassionate, healthy way. If you need to move, move. If you need to scratch, scratch. You want to make sure that your legs are as comfortable as they can be. If you have, I remember the time we had a little cat at Bodhinyana Monastery. And somebody very kindly got an electric blanket for the cold weather, just for kindness. So you look at your legs and make sure they're really, 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 really comfortable. And I'm not going to leave my awareness of my legs until I make sure that the feet are in a good position, the calves, the knees, the thighs. If you're sitting on a chair, you can try moving your feet further away from the chair or tuck them closer in underneath the seat, move them apart. For you to find the best position. And just the fact that you are trying to find the best position shows that you care for your legs, you don't take them for granted. And just expressing that care, that kindness, is sometimes all that's needed to relax your legs so they can come to a sense of ease. From ease, a deep sense of comfort. Then, from your legs, once they are really comfortable, you go up to your butt, your buttocks. And there you make sure that if you're sitting on a cushion or on a chair or on a stool, to make sure that your buttocks are comfortable. Often I would just pass them over, thinking they're not really important, and then find my leg going to sleep or the back hurting, simply because I didn't pay attention to a part of the body which is supporting the weight of the upper part of my body. So I actually care about my buttocks. Make sure they're comfortable too. I had a huge change in my meditation. It meant my legs were happy, my torso was happy. Then from my buttocks I move up the back. And for those of you who come every Friday, I love doing a little stretch at this point, stretching my back, because I see animals in the forest doing this often. A nice little stretch and then let go. When I let go after a good stretch, my back feels really nice. By nice, I mean it's strong but comfortable. Well balanced. And into my shoulders, making sure those shoulders are at ease. They're not held tight. When I'm aware, mindfulness is quite strong. You can feel the shoulder muscles. Don't need anyone to tell you that they're tight or they're loose. You can know that for yourself. And if they're tight, how do I relax them? And sometimes I relax them by doing something which is counterintuitive. I scrunch them up first. I deliberately force them to be tight. And then, when they're as tight as can be, then I let them go. And they always relax to a deeper state of ease than when I started. So they are relaxed. So once they've been looked after, I can move on down my arms to my elbows. Elbows are fine. Down my forearms to my wrists. Wrists are pretty good. And now to my hands. Without opening your eyes, can you feel your hands now? Are they in the best position? So experiment. Move your hands to see if you can find what is the best position for your hands today. If anyone did take photographs of all the different positions my hands have been, even just today when I was meditating, all different. Because my body responds to the different needs in each part of the day. And I don't assume that I know best. I ask my hands, are you comfortable down there? And once my hands are comfortable, move the attention up, back up to your shoulders and your neck. People do have neck pain. A lot of the time it's because their head is not well balanced on top of the neck. So I move my head to the left and to the right, forward and back, until I can find the optimum position for my head. It's a test of my mindfulness. My mindfulness has to be alert to know which is the best position. I just noticed that when I started, my head was a bit too far forward. That would have caused a neck ache. I move it back a bit. So it's nicely balanced. And you get to know through experience a feeling that your head is well balanced on top of the neck, and so you can leave the neck alone, knowing it's going to be fine. And then going to the front of my face, the muscles around the eyes and the mouth. Those muscles can be arranged in so many different formations, and that tells other people whether you're happy or anxious, afraid, angry, at peace. So those muscles reflect your emotional world, and which also means your emotional world reflects the arrangement of those muscles in your face. So just by loosening the muscles around the eyes and around the mouth can calm down many of those negative emotions inside of you and bring a sense of peace inside, because you're relaxing what's outside, the muscles around the eyes and the face and the mouth. I'm still aware of those muscles around the eyes and the mouth, and a bit on the forehead and around the nose as well. Until everything is relaxed, as I say, to the max. I really mean that I cannot relax those muscles anymore now. And I know that when those muscles are at ease, my mind is pretty much at peace. Emotions and the body, they're connected together. By relaxing the part of the body which is associated with those emotions, you can relieve the negative emotions inside of you. And then, with my body relaxed in parts, I now look at the whole body, united, one single organism. As I observe it with mindfulness and kindness, if there's anything I can find that can improve my comfort, I will do so. I'm just going to stretch my back a tiny bit more. That's better. Ooh, much better. And I stay with the whole body, being aware of it. And kind, not analyzing it and trying to gather information from it, but just simple care and kindness to this body, which I make use of and sometimes force to do things it would rather not do because of my job. Now I'm simply caring for my body, relaxing it as much as I can. And I know what relaxation feels like. I've been mindful of that quality of the body called relaxation for long enough, many years. I recognize it. I know what causes it, where it comes from. And I create those causes. And I feel my body start to get really relaxed and tingle. That's what the word I call it, tingle with pleasure. the delight of quite profound relaxation. The body feels good. And I just linger there. I'm not afraid of allowing the body to feel at ease. There's some pleasures of physical comfort, which I know are very helpful. And that delight of physical relaxation makes my body more relaxed. I know later on in the meditation, when we leave the body and go inside deeper into the mind, that recognizing those appropriate delights makes the body even more still and the mind more peaceful. Delight is part of the path of meditation. I'm still enjoying the delight of my relaxed body. Until I'm supposed to experience, my body knows that now is the time that I should go and look at my mind. And my emotional world, how peaceful am I right now? This is where I introduce the concept of the peaceometer. How peaceful are you right now? Or how agitated? So you're looking at, not making a sort of judgment of good or bad, but just reality. Are you peaceful or are you agitated? To make it more precise, give it a number between 1 and 10. 1 means really peaceful, 10 means agitated. Because it's only your own assessment, you can be honest. And then also notice what brings that reading on your peaceometer closer to deep peace, and what disturbs you. Sometimes it's quite awakening. You find that when you aspire for something, you want something, even good things, that disturbs your peace. It makes you more agitated when you want something, even good things. When you let this moment be, not going anywhere, not judging, not criticizing, just being. In other words, present moment awareness. The past is gone. What you recall from it is only a fraction of what actually happened. So the only way you can learn anything is learning from this moment. You learn so much more from now than you ever learn from the past. And also that now is where your future is being made. So those who really care for your future, who want health, peace and happiness. This, now, is where it's being made or being destroyed. This moment is more important than people realize. And in this moment, we make peace. We're kind. We're gentle. And see if that brings the reading of your peaceometer closer and closer to one. deep peace. As you go deeper into the peace of the mind, you'll find you don't need to have an inner commentary. So we learn not to trust the words, but to be more at peace with the silence of the mind. You feel you don't need to define anything or argue or take notes. You just allow this moment to be and enjoy it in stillness. Wish to watch your breathing. It usually comes up by itself. But treat your breath so gently. Your job is just to watch, never to control. It's getting very close to the end of the meditation period. Went very fast. When you're having fun. How are you inside? How peaceful are you? What does peace feel like? What is its emotional quality? Feel it. It's gorgeous. And it's free, healthy. And as you move your attention outside to your body, how is your vehicle doing right now, your body? When I focus on my mind and it becomes peaceful, then I come out of meditation, oh, my body just looks after itself and it's very, very, very relaxed. It's not an ache in the body which I can find. As I become aware of my physical body again, and to prepare it for exiting the meditation. So I'll now ring the gong 3 times as usual. And at the 3rd ringing of the gong, please open your eyes to come out from the meditation. And you're allowed to smile after your meditation, because that makes me happy when I see everyone there smile. Yay! Because you can imagine just how much of a downer it is if I really have a nice meditation, open my eyes and everybody's looking at me miserable and upset. Yeah. So thank you again for smiling.